This is Twit.
Are they?
Here we go.
Up, here we go.
We're gonna unfold.
Yeah.
Unfolding.
By the way, we do have yet another thing. That would be there.
So the front camera, front screen is bigger.
Mm-hmm. Good, because the front screen on the original one just looked funky and weird.
Yeah, yeah. It still looks funky and weird, but it's not as... The hinge is really the big question mark.
Yeah, true.
Hole punch now instead of a giant notch.
Good. That's a meaningful improvement. Mm-hmm.
This is the Z Fold 2.
All right. How much you spending, Leo?
Well, no, they haven't given us price and availability for anything else.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't suppose we'll see that for this either.
Someone might have written about it at this point.
Are you guys seeing this?
I am.
This changes everything.
No, it doesn't. Everything.
Now that's a good-looking phone. Your Z Fold 2 journey
changes
begins
nothing.
With unboxing. Unboxing always attracts a lot of attention.
And it's all about the unboxing. You know, you got a problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing that you're hanging your hat on.
The help of our brand ambassadors to turn it into an exclusive event. Ladies and gentlemen, BTS.
Oh, big Korea pop band.
Yeah.
K-pop action. K-pop unbox.
Mystic bronze.
좋네요.
Mystic bronze.
솔로 게임 하면
평소 이런 식으로 쓰다가.
They should do this in sync though. They should be going.
오! 오! 우와!
야, 네, 베스트
너무 혹시, 괜찮은데? 네.
혁신입니다.
혁신이다. 네.
More to come, stay tuned.
Oh yeah.
Thank you,
it
BTS.
It looks like it's a hit with BTS. Every moment of the Z Fold 2 experience is special. Our designers thought of every last detail and didn't compromise on anything. Look at this.
What's the durability pin?
It really does look like a note.
This, I plan a key.
It's got the same design kind of aesthetic on the back camera system as the Note. The front, when it's folded up, I mean, it's a full screen. So at least there's that. Because that was just
ridiculous. You have a real phone. It's just thick.
Yeah, totally.
I like the unfolding box. That is kind of cool.
The Z Fold 2 comes in two colors. Mystic Black and what I have here, Mystic Bronze. Gorgeous, right?
They can't both be mystic.
The haze effect and metal finish.
Yeah, look how thick that is.
Right away. Overall, the body is thinner.
Oh, I thought you had one.
And we minimize the gap.
By the way, Leo.
I was going to be
this
really mad.
Making ergonomic design fit comfortably in your pocket.
I didn't tell you.
I'm turning it on now.
Not what's that?
The first Galaxy Fold.
No.
Just told the LG Velvet the and the dual screen.
Yeah.
As much as the screen. We listened and adapted. The new Z Fold
I do think dual screens are going to be the wave of the future thanks to Microsoft and the Duo. And
no compromises.
Folding is still a question mark just because of the durability of the screen.
Smartphone experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Open the device and you can access an even more immersive viewing experience. We've maximized the screen with our Hollin display technology, bringing our Infinity OLED display to the Z Fold 2 across a beautiful 7.6 inches. Of course,
that's nice.
The Z Fold 2 embodies our 120 hertz refresh rate technology and additional upgrades. We optimized the display layers, reinforced the entire structure to make the phone tougher in real world environments. Now, let's take a look.
It's going to be pricey.
The Galaxy
rumor was same price
has the
last
most
time.
Advanced flexible display
about $1,650
ever, giving you an immersive theater, an epic game room, and a creative work studio, all in one, delivering an uninterrupted viewing
experience. Oh, it was 1980. The original was close to 2000. Yeah.
Playing games on the 5G
that's right.
Network.
Yeah, that's right.
The dual intelligent battery will last all day.
Nice big battery.
Now, the display is only part of what makes the Fold experience possible. We completely re-engineered the hinge of the Z Fold 2 to improve resilience so you can use it with greater confidence in its durability. We want to show you how we designed the Z Fold 2, and insiders gave us a deep dive look.
So how durable, have we heard anything about those who have folds? You know, Rene Ritchie was saying that his friends who have folds love it. But I haven't heard anything about durability of the original folds. I suppose if there was a problem, we would have heard about it. No, the original problem, which they fixed.
The original had a whole host of problems. Ever since then, though, I feel the same. I haven't really heard very much about any durability dings.
I don't know if that's because people are not using it or because it's actually more durable.
Exactly. It's really hard for me to know that as well. I feel like I hear more about the Z Flip than the Z Fold. And even then, it's just people in the industry. It's not really like everyday, you know, people that I know in my everyday life. Like, no one that I know actually has one of these that was like, I was in the market for a phone and I bought a foldable one.
It's Marquez Brownlee. So these are all the YouTubers who have them. Let's search out the answers
one by one. Make a folding phone, you need something other than glass. So you have plastic on this outside. So, of course, glass doesn't fold.
Oh, well, but does it?
That is common sense. Yeah. But this glass can be folded. We call it UTG. It's 100% glass, but it's processed to be extremely thin. How thin? Thinner than a human hair.
So it's a screen protector, not the screen.
Yeah.
Seeing and touching the screen more pleasurable. But this display requires both strength and flexibility at the same time. Striking a balance between these two different qualities is no easy task. The solution was to optimize the formation of the display layers. For the Z Fold 2, we rearranged the physical interaction between the soft layers and the rigid layers to give it enhanced strength. Then we optimized the property and thickness of the adhesive so the display would remain flexible even in low or high temperatures. After rigorous tests, the Z Fold 2's display is now ready to provide a premium look and upgraded usability. But for a display like this to open and close properly, you need a pretty complicated mechanism. This hinge, too, is constantly being improved.
It has a more firm snap to placing it flat and then unsnapping it from flat.
You can stand it up like this in this thing they call
flexible. Keep your phone at the verge.
What will the next one be like?
We designed the Z Fold 2 to stay open at multiple angles like the Z Flip. What makes
that feature on the Z Flip
is the cam mechanism. Mm-hmm. Here's how it works. This is
because they had different
These
screens.
These two ridge-shaped pieces slide up and down against each other, and the friction created here allows the device to freestand at different angles. Together with larger screens, the new hinge creates many new user scenarios. Z Flip is long and narrow.
Oof, putting that other display on the large and wide. I know. On the table, though.
See the crease? Here's the crease, and that's the other thing that works.
Say the crease.
To create that strength,
it's going to be a while before that's like a thing of the past, I think. I'm sure they'll get there eventually.
There are over 60 components in the hinge, all moving in unison. But for them to have space to move, there must be a gap.
So if you get this phone, it might be a good idea to vacuum out your pockets every morning.
Oh, that's good. They're not holding it against Jerry Rig everything.
Yeah.
He cuts it. He scrapes it. 100
different ideas. Yeah, Zach is brutal.
The 99th try they gotta impress him.
The 108th try, we invented what we now call the sweeper. Interestingly enough, we got the idea from a vacuum cleaner commercial. We found out these machines use bristles made up of carbon and nylon fibers and can rotate 20 times per second for 2 years. These fibers were elastic and durable enough to be placed under the hinge, sweeping through it with every move. Thanks to the upgraded cutting technology, the sweeper became even smaller in the Z Fold 2.
This is actually kind of interesting. I might have to get one of these just to see.
You should.
They've really doubled down on this. They said, no, we're going to make a folding phone. We're going to make it work.
Yep.
We encountered our share of challenges, but always kept moving forward. As a result, we created the next great leap in mobile technology. Trust me, we'll be unfolding many more innovations in this category. So stay tuned.
Well, does that mean I should get the next one instead?
Right. How long? Just another year.
For folding technology.
Be a different world by
we
then.
We are proud pioneers in this category. And we will never stop making it better.
Samsung has really dedicated themselves to kind of embracing the foldable. Yeah. We've seen other companies produce foldable designs, but Samsung's kind of like, you know, we've got two different
September
avenues right now. We're making them solid.
3 weeks off.
And listening to our users to bring whole new experiences to life for the Z Fold 2.
Look at that.
So remember, September 1st, pre-orders begin on that day too. But
September 1st.
Earlier this year, we partnered with renowned designer Tom Brown to combine the creative vision of the Fast House with the innovative technology of Galaxy.
Yeah, this one's going to be super pricey.
We're excited to continue this collaboration, unveiling the next step of our partnership.
If you like red, white, and blue ribbons, you're going to love the Tom Brown version.
If you like being broke, you're going to love the Tom Brown version.
I guess there's just an audience for this. That just, I have so much money, it doesn't mean anything to me, so I'm going to get this.
Yeah, so what do you think on this? Is this like if the phone itself is $2,000, let's say? We don't know that for sure.
The rumor was this would be three. Yeah.
Three. Okay.
It includes a watch and buds. And of course, you're paying a premium for the red, white, and blue ribbon.
Yeah, and the extra ribbon design and the kind of the theming across all of the different devices.
That's tempting. Be a good way to just get it all at once. I wonder what the markup is.
And this is the beautiful outcome of a great partnership. It combines the elegance of design with the power of technology. And there you have it. Five new products.
No information about how much storage, how much RAM, processor inside, nothing. Our new
product. Okay, so then what does that say then? Because so many of these events in the past, in early days of Android, were hinging heavily or leaning heavily into specs and those technical details.
Doesn't matter anymore.
This really strikes me as Samsung kind of realizing, at least with this event, that this is just kind of about everyday life. This is about the everyday person feeling like having that good feeling about the device. Oh, I love the look and feel of this device. That's important to me. The specs, I already know it's going to do everything that I need it to do, but I don't need to know the details.
They did focus on differentiators with the watch. That's a tough competitive market given the success of the Apple Watch and the Buds somewhat. They didn't really highlight much new in the phones at all. I think really, if there's one word to describe this, it's ecosystem. We're trying to build a Samsung ecosystem. If you're all in on Samsung, then all of this will work nicely together. And that's really taking a page from Apple's playbook.
Yeah, absolutely. And this wouldn't be the only event that they've leaned heavily on ecosystem. It's continually their approach. And they do a pretty good job.
Well, that's how you make money in a kind of peak phone world.
Yeah, for sure.